read a lot of magazines on innovation and digital?
Mostly online, that kind of stuff.
You have to keep on top of
this. Yeah, absolutely.
Or you'll be teaching Super Mario Brothers and Pong before it's over. Melissa Donaldson is here, Head of Digital Services and Innovation at the Racine Public Library. It's the latest, it's the greatest, it's the library, and more coming up with Melissa in just a moment. I'm Don Rosen, 7 o'clock, it's news time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brutal heat, wildfires, and pounding rain are a triple threat in the U.S. this morning. Heavy rain and wind from Tropical Storm Alberto are slamming Mexico's northeast coasts, and parts of Texas are underwater from storm surge. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Nueces County.
There are some areas of the Texas coast that I'm looking at right now that are even more flooded than they were yesterday, as heavy rain, strong winds, feet of storm surge, and even the threat of tornadoes stretched out from the first tropical system of what could be, according to NOAA, one of the most active hurricane seasons in recent memory. In other words, brace yourself. Dave Malkoff, CBS News, Corpus Christi, Texas.
A second person confirmed dead in wildfire sweeping New Mexico. Correspondent Omar Villafranca from Capitan.
We saw homes that were burnt, also some businesses that had been there for decades. Cars, too, that were melted in parking lots of certain businesses that they were at.
Emergency management officials in hard-hit Ruidoso say they're pulling some operations near the fire because of a storm that's also raising fears of flash floods. Extreme heat alerts are posted on this first day of summer from Midwest to Northeast. The forecast calls for a high of 92 in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Children's Camp Director Alex Kinney.
We changed our schedule a little bit to have the hottest part of the day inside in our large gymatorium, and then just a lot more water jugs around. We're doing popsicle delivery, which is always fun to give a little bit of joy.
New study claims human-induced climate change is making extreme heat much more likely. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This study claims heat waves are now four times more likely than they were in 2000. Nighttime heat, 200 times more likely. Scientists who are part of the World Weather Attribution Group say the results should be taken as another warning. Heat waves could be much more likely now due to the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. Mexico recently marked the hottest day in its history.
We could get opinions from the Supreme Court today on several major cases. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The one case that seems to hold the most interest is Donald Trump's argument that as a former president of the United States, he is immune from criminal prosecution for any actions taken within the scope of his presidency. The court's decision will impact the criminal actions he faces.
Hate all of that bubble wrap that comes with your online orders? Amazon announced today it'll keep moving away from plastic air pillows that cradle your goods and replace all of them with recyclable filler paper by the end of the year. S&P futures up 23. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a few minutes of concern in the darkness of Racine's North Beach last night. At just after 9, dispatch got a call about a missing 4-year-old at the beach, and it wasn't known if he was in the water. He wasn't, and was found a short time later nearby. The toddler was okay. Rundown properties in Racine might be getting new life. Last night, a Racine County Board Committee gathered to discuss donating 15 properties to the City of Racine's Community Development Authority. The properties are in the Lincoln King neighborhood. The potential property transfers involves land with tax debts. A jet ski crash across the state line in Lake County Tuesday night resulted in the deaths of 2 young girls. The victims, aged 16 and 13, were riding a jet ski when it collided with a cabin cruiser being operated on Lake Marie. The Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Illinois Conservation Police are investigating. The end result is that the Kenosha County Executive has the authority to fire division heads at will. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman's veto to expand her executive powers has survived a veto override attempt. The county board failed to get the required 2/3 majority to override Kirkman's veto. Supporters called the move a plain and simple power grab, while Kirkman said it aligned with voters' wishes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworks.wi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willie Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willie Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the Crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89.
It's 60 at our studios.
Do you have a will? No, you don't have a will. You ain't got nothing to leave yet. No, you know why you need a will? Because it costs way too much money to bury somebody now. You don't want your flight. I don't want my wife and kids to spend a lot of money on me, get me in the ground. You know the average cost? Anybody know? $8,000 to $10,000 just to get somebody in the ground now. What a scam. Remember the old days? Grandma died. You bought her in the backyard. You buried her. Track housing ruined that. You can't sell your house to a family with a pet. 2 weeks later, what you got there, boy? Is that an artificial hip? Costs too much money. And you know what? These funeral directors, they're the worst. They will rip you off big time because, you know, you've lost your loved one. You're distraught. You go there, and that guy, he knows it. He takes advantage. You know, you're sitting there going, whatever it takes. Well, you're going to want extra padding in the casket. He's going to be down there a long time. Yo. You're right. You know. My father died years back, and I watched this guy sell my mother a $700 pillow. Yeah, you know, I didn't want to argue with her. She just lost her soulmate, but I kept thinking, geez, Mom, let's just take the one off the bed. It was his favorite. At the very least, let's go to Bed Bath & Beyond. That's why they call it that.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I'm saying. I know that you've been cheating.
local news and timeless hits. Melissa Donaldson is here, head of the Digital Services and Innovation Department at the Racine Public Library. So many things going on at the Racine Public Library. Let's continue on. I've got paper after paper. Now, STEAM time. Now, we said STEAM is an acronym for?
Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math.
Now, this is for preschool and toddlers.
Yes.
Now, don't tell me they know all about 3D printing and iPhones. Please don't tell me
no,
that.
No, this is more okay. Like very basic. So, like, we
I feel stupid enough. I don't need a toddler to know more than me. Go ahead.
Pardon me. Some of the stuff that we do, I get, like, math coloring worksheets. Or our engineering part is building with blocks. You know, so it's just a very basic introduction. We have some of our technology. I have a Caterpillar. So it just, the different buttons tell it to do different things. So if you want it to go straight, you put the straight piece on there and then you hit the start button and it'll go straight. So it's just very, very basic stuff.
Well, you're getting them started early, huh?
Well, it's important to introduce various skills throughout any child's life. So, yeah, that's important.
You know, for Christmas time when I was 6 years old, I got cardboard blocks. My parents got me these blocks. You put the cardboard together. It came on a sheet. You rip the sheets. You put the cardboard together in big blocks. I got about 12 of them, and I played with those blocks. My brother and I built a wall, knocked it down with a tennis ball, and that's what we did all day.
That's, believe it or not, I have those same cardboard blocks for STEAM time. I mean, my kids had those cardboard blocks. They're awesome. They're great for just allowing a kid's imagination to do whatever. And really, they love to build things and knock them down. And so, like, that's great experimenting
for a
youngster.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, when I was a kid, all these toys had missiles on them. So we had the Yankee Doodle missile launcher. And you can still find the picture of it online. And it was like a silo that opened up and a plastic missile came out and you shot it at your friend's face and hopefully take their eye out with it. I mean, just what the toys? And they showed pictures. Shoot your friends.
Oh, my goodness.
And it shot off at a high velocity and you try to hit him in the head with it.
Wow. That's interesting.
Now you can do it digitally and get a hold of it. Okay, preschool and toddler STEAM time, and that's at 10:30 in the morning. Moms and dads can take them there. It's Mondays. Let's see, we had July 1st coming up, July 15th, August 5th, and August 19th, and it's for ages 1 through 4.
Yep.
Wow, you're getting there early.
Yes, I am.
Well, good for you. Open Gaming Lounge. This sounds relaxing.
Yep. So this is just an open gaming lab for kids kindergarten through sixth grade. So, like, anybody will do Roblox, Fortnite, Rocket League, Counter-Strike, Overwatch, or Minecraft. So there's something for everybody.
Now, what's the one you say? Go through that list again. You said one on there. Oh, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
I hear everybody talk about that, but I don't know what it is.
It's like online tag. That's the best, you know, or like the last person out. I've never actually played it, to be honest. But from what it's been explained to me, it's like last man standing, you know, like you kind of hide and you want to be the last team in.
Oh, that's what Fortnite is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was some kind of like a medieval game with.
Mm-mm.
Oh, what do I know? All right, and we got some more coding classes. Now, this is for kindergarten through fourth grade. In other words, ages like 4 years old. Well, kindergarten through fourth grade, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, so fourth grade would be, let's say, hold on, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah, right around there.
Okay. So for like 5 to 10 year olds, and boy, you're teaching them early.
Yeah, so we use...
Or do they already know it when you get there?
Oh, no, all of them, no. So we use our cubelets. We have, like, little modular robotics that they would use, and each cube does something different. So it's, again, that logic, that programming logic that you're teaching.
Do you teach these or do you have a staff doing it?
I do not teach these, no. My staff on Saturdays and Monday evenings teach them.
And you'd have to have a lot of patience dealing with... 5-year-old and 6-year-olds.
Well, they're just fun because they don't have that fear of failure, you know, like that we have as adults, you know, so they're willing to try stuff.
Yeah, but you're dealing with somebody, that was born in like 2019. I mean, I would have no patience to deal with.
It's so fun just to see, like, when they figure out, oh my God, this is what it does.
God bless.
This is amazing. Yeah,
God bless. I don't know if I'd have the patience. I don't have the patience to deal with adults. I can't imagine to deal with. All right. The Techmobile. Now, this sounds really good. This is like the Bookmobile, but it's the Techmobile.
Yeah. So it's more tech focused. So we do have some regular collection on there, but I have a lot of tech materials on there as well. We will be out and about this summer starting in July. So July 9th through August 22nd. On Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 11, we'll be at North Beach by Kids Cove.
That's a good place to hang out.
Yeah. So you could come. We're going to do some tech demos. You could come and check your email if you want to. We'll have some Chromebooks that are connected to the internet. So there's a bunch of stuff that you could do there. And on Thursdays from noon to 2, we're going to be in the parking lot of the SC Johnson Community Aquatic Center.
Oh, that's good, too. Yeah. Those are good locations.
Yeah. So we're going to be there again. The dates are July 9th through Thursday, August 22nd.
You know, when I used to have my dog, we used to walk by North Beach. And, you know, dogs go where their nose, especially beagles, they go where their nose tells them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk in back of the Kids Cove. There's like a woodsy area there with a little path, and we walked him back there. Now, after he passed away, I walked there one day just to, you know, take the same walk again. I felt bad. And now I felt creepy because I didn't have my dog with me, and I never went back there again because he used to go back there. You know, beagles are hounds, and they go where their nose tells them to go. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, that brought back some memories, Kids Cove. All right. So we have Melissa Donaldson is here. She is head of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. More coming up in just a moment. Local news and timeless hits and the Racine Public Library at WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Nina conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. It's 7:21 at WRJN. Thanks for joining us here today, Cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms, possibility, highs near 74, right now 62, and foggy. That's not, it's not foggy anymore. Fog lifted. Just partly cloudy at Radio Park. Melissa Donaldson is here from the Racine Public Library in charge of digital services and innovation. On our list, the Star Lab Portable Planetarium. I love the stars. We go down to that big one there in New Yorkville,
the observatory.
The observatory, yeah. Benstead Observatory.
Yeah.
We go down there all the time and love looking at the planets, the stars. And I mean, because it fascinates me that they're so far away and I can see them.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see next door, but I can see see the star that's millions of miles away. So tell us about this StarLab Portable Planetarium.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. So this is a group of departments at the library. We're coming together to put this on for patrons. It's going to be August 27th. We're doing it at three different times so that we can allow for the most people to be able to come. It's going to be at 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m.
So what is the Portable Planetarium? How does that work?
So it's a group that we've hired to come in, and they have a dome, like an inflatable dome planetarium that they bring and set up at various places.
Oh, it's a big physical one, yeah.
Yeah, it's about 11 feet high. 18 by 21 feet across. And yeah, so we're kind of excited about that.
You know, when I was a kid, our classes used to go on field trips in Manhattan. And we used to go to the Hayden Planetarium, which was huge at the Museum of Natural History on Central Park West. And that was the highlight because every year we used to go in there. And I remember that dome ceiling was huge. And they used to start the star show on there. And this great announcer, I think it was pre-recorded, but he had a great voice. And he used to come on and say, "Look up. This is our home, the galaxy, the stars, the planets, the nebulae." And I remember saying, "Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots." And it looked so real on the ceiling until they started putting arrows between the point and they put little cartoons on there. You know, like when they did the constellations, they filled in the gaps for Orion. You actually saw a warrior with the belt. But I learned so much. And to this day, I love looking up at the stars.
Me too. And it's really cool that we're able to bring this opportunity because I remember like being younger and just going to Gifford Planetarium. I believe it's still there because they're still doing like public shows and stuff like that. No, at Gifford.
Oh, Gifford. Okay.
Gifford K8. Yep. They have a planetarium.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, if I remember right, my kids went there. I think everybody from RUSD tends to go there.
Oh, this is good information.
Yeah.
I'll be knocking on their door. When's the next show?
I have no idea. You have to look at, they post it online.
How do they do it? They have a dome ceiling or something?
Yeah, they have a whole, I think SD Johnson also helped them upgrade. They have like an actual like dome projector and they show like little like movies that talk about the stars. It's really cool.
Yeah, the planetarium that I went to had like this giant projector in the middle of the room, and it looked like a giant bug. And it had all these lenses, and it used to rotate depending on what we were talking about. And the announcer came on, "We're looking at the winter sky."
And it's so cool.
Yeah, and it was, and with his big voice in this room, and it was always freezing from the air conditioning. They always cranked it up. And yeah, the only thing is, you had to, like, there was nothing, no rest. I mean, you had to sit in a chair and just lift your head up. And after a while, you know, it was like, you need a massage. But looking up, I love that. So let's talk more about that now. So when is that going to be? Where is it going to be?
So it's going to be on August 27th. It's going to be done in our community room on the second floor of the library. And this is open to all ages, but registration is required because we have limited capacity.
Open to all ages.
Yeah. So we're, who doesn't like the night sky? You know what I mean? Like, that's just, it's fascinating to all.
So we go, my wife and I found out they're going to have the parade of planets in the sky. This was I think it was in the fall. I forget where it was. Anyway, they're going to be parade of planets, all nine planets. They say eight now. All of a sudden, Pluto's not a planet anymore. So all the planets are going to be in perfect alignment. But you got to get away from the city lights. You can't be like in Racine. It's too bright. So we drive way out there. And as a matter of fact, we didn't realize, but it was just past the Benstead Observatory.
Okay.
And we went on this rural road. And the road was so thin, I couldn't park it. So I pulled into somebody's driveway. And I backed into it. And I go knocking on their door. No one's home. But I see a camera. So I looked at the camera and I said, listen, I just want to see the parade of planets. Could you, you know, I'm just going to park in your driveway. Then my wife said to me, well, what if something goes wrong? You're on camera with your car and everything. So we sat on the hood of the car and you couldn't see all the planets because it was just at dusk. It was just at, dusk. And two of the planets were just on the horizon where it was too sunny. And it was a clear night. But we saw all the other planets in perfect alignment.
That's cool.
It is cool.
That's cool.
Had I known the observatory was just up the road, I could have gone there and watched it, but I didn't know about it at the time.
That was what's cool too, like when they had the Northern Lights down here, like my daughter and I went.
Did you see them?
We did. Believe it or not, like we went to Shoup because Shoup Park is a little bit out of the city, so it's not as light over there. And there were a lot of people there trying to watch. I mean, we saw a few, but we saw the best when we came home by our house and just looked north and we just saw the green light up the sky. And it was just amazing. Like,
well, we saw some of the blue in our backyard. We took a look and I didn't notice it at first. My wife said, look at the shading. It's blue. And, you know, you get your eyes squint, focus a little bit. And yes, I saw it.
That's awesome.
I said, wow. I'll tell you something else. It's a wow. A friend of mine is into this, and she posts a lot of stuff online when you can see stuff in the sky. And she posted the space station. You can actually see it in the sky. And Starlink is the, you ever hear of Starlink? Starlink is the website you go to, and they give you the exact time. You put in the city you're in, and they'll tell you to the minute when you can see it. So I go in the backyard. And I hear buzz, 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 buzz. I look up and there it is scooting across the sky really fast. But you can hear the motor on it. You can actually hear it. And I said, wow, this is something. Then we found out when the satellites are coming over our head. Mm-hmm. And we look and there was the white whoosh going across the sky of all the satellites in the sky. And you go in the house, you say, this is outer space and I'm looking right at. But when I heard my wife, this is before I just tested it out that night, the Starlink site. But to hear the space station, knowing there are people up there going around right above my head. But I couldn't believe you can actually hear the motor of it go.
I'll have to look that site up.
Starlink. You know who Starlink runs that? Elon Musk runs that site. And they list every satellite, every astronomical event, and that you put in Racine, Wisconsin, or wherever you live, and it tells you to the exact minute when it's going to go over your place.
That's amazing.
It is. And I'll look at my watch or my phone. It will say 804. There it is. Now, in the summer, you have to wait a lot later, obviously.
Right.
But when we went out in the winter in our backyard, wow. And the sky's got to be clear, obviously. It doesn't work when there's a cloudy sky. Thank you for coming in.
You're most welcome.
I love this chat. I'm going to go back to my abacus when I go home and my sundial and tell what time it is in the backyard. You're always welcome here. Everybody from the library. It's always a learning experience for me when you guys come in here.
Awesome.
It is. Melissa Donaldson, head of digital services and innovation. You have journals and you have to stay on top of all this stuff. You just can't.
Absolutely.
Be left behind.
There's always something new. I mean, like it.
You enjoy this stuff? Learning all this new stuff? Okay.
I love it.
That's good.
Yeah. I could not have been born 50 years from when I was born because I think I would be bored.
You know what, though? 50 years from now, this is going to look like horse and buggy stuff.
True.
I mean, back in the horse and buggy age, they thought, oh, look at this. We have this new technology. We can now have electricity. We have light bulbs. We had Morse code. And they thought it was the greatest innovation. And now we have those in museums where people can see them. Melissa, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Every month we have somebody from the Racine Public Library coming here. Always like to learn. Always something new. Thank you. 7:30 WRJN. We're Hometown Radio Refresh. Local news and timeless hits. How about a check of the news now?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Facing a projected budget shortfall of close to $20 million, the Kenosha Unified School District is thinking about seeking voter approval for a referendum. In a recent committee meeting, district officials delved into budget forecasts, enrollment trends, and prior cost-cutting efforts. Even after closing six schools and trimming budgets, KUSD is still dealing with a substantial financial problem. Rundown properties in Racine might be getting new life. Last night, a Racine County Board committee gathered to discuss donating 15 properties to the City of Racine's Community Development Authority. The properties are in the Lincoln King neighborhood. The potential property transfers involves land with tax debts. A jet ski crash across the state line in Lake County Tuesday night resulted in the deaths of two young girls. The victims, aged 16 and 13, were riding a jet ski when it collided with a cabin cruiser being operated on Lake Marie. The Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Illinois Conservation Police are investigating. There's an opportunity tomorrow for Racine County businesses to get better. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is inviting business owners to grow and support their workforce by registering for the Department of Workforce Development event. It's being held tomorrow at Gateway's IMET Center in Sturtevant. A statement says there will be information covering mentoring, child care, benefits, health care, and talent pipelines. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
If you don't know your customer, you could really be missing out on market share. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, in this day and time, no farmer can make assumptions that you really know what your consumers are looking for unless you visit with them. And that's exactly what Brady Klatt did. He's a beef producer from Clinton, Wisconsin. He was on a recent trade mission to South Korea and Japan on behalf of the Wisconsin Beef Council. He said what he found out is the assumption we make in the United States that Japan and South Korea want variety meats is only partially true.
We kind of view our variety meats, as kind of the prominent products that are shipped over there, and that's not necessarily the truth anymore. A lot of like chuck roast or chuck eye roll, which is a big cut over there, is sent over there, and their Korean barbecue is a different style than what we traditionally consume over here. So it's really adding a lot of value throughout the entirety of the carcass, not just those variety meats that we might often think are being sent over that way.
Brady Klatt from Clinton, Wisconsin, one of the producers that was along with the Wisconsin Beef Council on a trade mission hosted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation to South Korea as well as Japan. Well, markets and overnight electronic trade, now that they're back in session after the Juneteenth holiday, a little bit mixed. Your numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
They're back at it in Chicago as far as the grain trade. Right now, December corn trading a penny lower at 466. November soybeans unchanged, 1132. July wheat down another penny, $5.81 a bushel. The July Class 3 milk right now up 18 cents, $19.79 a hundredweight. The August milk up $8.20, $38 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers are trending so far for a Thursday morning. Hey, don't forget, more information available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Would love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter while you're there. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89. It's 60 at our studios.
And something else I don't understand, please, the death row. Death row, they're going to tell you the day they're going to kill you and expect you to be there. We all know we gonna die, but we don't know the date. They give you the date. I'm coming to get you next Thursday. So don't plan nothing the rest of the week. They give you a calendar and the rest of the prisoners just be messing with you. So what you doing this Friday? Oh, that's right, you ain't even gonna be here.
Timeless hits, pass it on and tell a friend at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary frequency of 1400 AM. Hey, don't forget, it's Breakfast on the Farm here in Racine County, June 22nd. That would be Saturday from 7 to 11 AM. It's at the Shaw Dairy Farm in Burlington. Now, their address is 1800 McKee Road. It's kind of where McKee meets Minnetonka Road. All right, the Shaw Dairy Farm. Look it up. They have eggs, sausage, milk, ice cream. Get this. Look, all the tractors are going to be there on display. Children's games, a petting zoo, live music, and more. Tickets are $10 for adults, 5 and under, absolutely free. Go to RacineCountyBreakfast.com. That's RacineCoBreakfast.com. Breakfast on the farm this Saturday, 7 to 11 a.m. at the Shaw Dairy Farm in Burlington. Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Hookah, shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, hookah,
I can't stop this feeling
hookah, hookah,
deep inside of me.
Shaka, hookah, hookah,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 shaka,
when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Our forecast, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 74 today, partly cloudy, chance of more storms tonight. Lows around 63. Sunny tomorrow, chance of more storms. Highs near 77. Saturday, partly sunny. Guess what? A chance of more showers and thunder showers. Highs near 89. And Sunday, sunny, no storms. Highs near 85. Right now, it's cloudy and 62 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Yeah.
greatest rock and roll group in history, the Beatles, and from their second album, Rock and Roll Music, at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, this is why you should always keep your cell phone on vibrate, just in case. Cops in Florida searching for building for a guy wanted on a parole violation. They found him. He was hiding in the ceiling because his phone started to ring. Now, if it was on vibrate, they would never have found him. And talk about getting the full experience. More than 50 people got trapped in a coal mine in Pennsylvania. They were on a tour of the mine when they got trapped. Took a few hours. Everyone brought up to safety, though. Now, this is one thing I'm going to cross off my vacation wish list. No coal mines.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
The Brewers take on the Padres out in San Diego tonight, 8:05 on WRJN. Hometown Radio Refresh. Local news and timeless hits.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She's walking down. Lying to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Morrison on the Doors, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Cloudy showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 74 right now. Cloudy at 62 degrees here at Radio Park.
She's okay.
She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Old last week, Tom Jones, he's a lady, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning, the 20th of June. And 2 years ago, this happened. VHS tapes. Do you think they have no value? A sealed Back to the Future VHS tape 2 years ago this week sold for $75,000. But it wasn't just any unopened VHS tape. It was the one that belonged to actor Tom Wilson. He was Biff in Back to the Future. That's Two Coats, Biff. Remember that? The tape was part of a first-of-its-kind VHS-only auction. 260 tapes sold, including a copy of The Goonies that went for $50,000. And Jaws, $32,500. And you threw out all your VHS tapes, huh? Along with all your old baseball cards, huh? That was a good move. I have a VHS tape. It's the Billy Jack movies. Remember Billy Jack? In the early 70s, a lot of people don't remember Billy Jack, but Billy Jack was played by a Milwaukee native, Tom Laughlin. Him and his wife, Dolores Taylor, produced and made this film, Billy Jack, and they made a whole bunch of sequels to it as well. I have signed copies of the VHS tape from Tom Laughlin and Dolores Taylor, his wife. Whether it's worth something someday, I don't know. I'm going to leave it to my son. Also, I have a VHS copy of the movie Let It Be. Now, there are bootleg DVDs and Blu-rays of it, but this VHS copy was a real authorized copy from United Artists Pictures. They let CBS, Fox, or Magnetic Home Video release it back when VHS tapes first coming along, and I have it in mint condition with the original United Artists box from Let It Be. Now, they're going to come out with a copy someday on DVD and Blu-ray, but I have the original VHS in mint condition. And when I'm walking around with an extra $100,000 in my pocket someday, you can all laugh. It's 8 o'clock, news time at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits, 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.